It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting U.S. lawmakers seeking leverage in the Iran nuclear talks. In a unanimous vote Tuesday, the U.S. Senate's Foreign Relations Committee approved a compromise measure to subject any final nuclear agreement with Iran to congressional review and a potential vote approving or rejecting it. Bob Corker is the committee chairman.
More fully than ever, I believe Congress should play a role in ensuring that all the details that need to be in place are there, and that on behalf of the American people, before the congressionally mandated sanctions are lifted, that we on their behalf ensure that this is something that holds Iran accountable, is enforceable, and certainly is very transparent.
The bill now goes to the full Senate and House. The White House indicated President Obama will likely sign it. It would cut the congressional review period of a deal with Iran from 60 to 30 days. The president would have to certify Tehran is living up to the terms of the agreement every 90 days. Sanctions put in place by Congress would be immediately reimposed if Iran violates the deal. Washington Post executive editor Martin Baron said Tuesday the newspaper's Iranian correspondent, jailed in Tehran on still unspecified charges, is being denied acceptable legal representation. Iranian authorities arrested the dual U.S.-Iranian citizen last July. In Guinea, the opposition has called for a one-week suspension of anti-government protests that broke out Monday, leaving at least one dead, several wounded. The protesters clashed with security forces, throwing stones, police responding with tear gas and warning shots. The opposition is angry over what it calls a broken agreement with the government for local elections to precede national ballot. The government of longtime President Alpha Conde called for national elections to be held October 11th. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has approved an arms embargo on the leaders of Yemen's Shia Houthi rebels and demanded the group withdraw from the capital Sana'a and all other territory it's captured. The council vote was 14-0, with Russia abstaining. Samantha Powers, the U.S. UN ambassador.
The United States strongly supports the adoption of today's resolution, which imposes consequences on the Houthi and former President Saleh, demands that the Houthi cease military operations, and calls on all sides to once again return to the negotiating table.
Russia's ambassador said the resolution does not call for an end to airstrikes being carried out by a Saudi-led coalition against the rebels, who are battling against forces backing Yemen's internationally recognized President Rabu Mansour Hadi. President Obama is to meet Wednesday with his counterparts from the West African countries of Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone to discuss progress on the response to the Ebola epidemic that has ravaged the region since March 2014, infecting more than 25,000, killing more than 10,000. In Sierra Leone Tuesday, students returned to schools after classes were suspended 8 months ago to stop the spread of the deadly virus. Haja Isatu Thomas is principal of the Murraytown Army Secondary School.
We know we are not totally free from Ebola, so we have that awareness. We are cautious about that. So we have this Veronica buckets displayed all around the school compound, and we encourage the students to wash their hands, the teachers to wash their hands. We've been given thermometers to take their temperature, and we do that before they go into class. We have even conducted devotion this morning, reminding them, sensitizing them as to how they should behave in school and even outside school.
More than 8,000 schools were to reopen for some 1.8 million children. A Ukrainian military spokesman said 6 soldiers were killed in clashes Monday and Tuesday with Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine. China Tuesday said its economy slowed to a 6-year low of 7% in the first quarter of the year, raising expectations of further government stimulus measures. U.S. soul singer Percy Sledge, whose smash 1966 record hit When a Man Loves a Woman became an anthem for heartbroken lovers everywhere, died Tuesday of liver cancer at age 74. Sledge, a hospital orderly when he began singing in local clubs in his native Alabama in the 1960s, he recorded When a Man Loves a Woman after a painful breakup with a girlfriend. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.